Hey there, podcast fam! Welcome to the iTexas podcast, where we dive into the cutting-edge world of financial software development. I'm Alex Kaminsky, Chief of Development in iTexas, and I'll be your guide as we explore the latest trends, insights, and innovations that are transforming the financial industry. Today, I'm excited to share something special with you. We've just published an in-depth article about telemedicine app development costs. And let me tell you, this isn't your typical cost breakdown. Let me share a quick story. One of our clients started with a simple idea for a women's mental health platform. In just 1 year, they hit 250,000 users. Pretty impressive, right? But here's the kicker. 2 years later, they reached 2 million users. That's the kind of growth potential we're talking about in telemedicine. Now, you might be wondering, what does it really take to build a telemedicine app? How much should you budget? And most importantly, how can you avoid costly mistakes? These are exactly the questions our article answers. But here's something interesting we discovered while researching. The initial development cost is just the tip of the iceberg. Many businesses focus on that number alone, and that's where they go wrong. Let me give you a sneak peek at what we cover. Did you know that telemedicine apps actually come in three distinct levels? There's basic, medium, and advanced, and the difference in features and costs might surprise you. A basic app might start at $10,000, while an advanced solution can go well beyond $50,000. But here's the real insight. It's not about choosing the most expensive option. It's about picking the right features for your specific needs. In our article, we break down exactly what you get at each price point. We're talking everything from simple video calls to AI-powered diagnostics. And yes, we include actual numbers, no vague estimates here. But perhaps the most valuable part, we share real-world insights about hidden costs that nobody talks about. Things like maintenance, scaling, and security compliance. These can make or break your budget if you're not prepared. Here's what makes this article different. We're not just throwing numbers at you. We're sharing actual experiences, real client stories, and practical tips we've learned from developing numerous healthcare solutions. Want to know the best part? We've included a detailed FAQ section with specific costs, comparisons, and insider tips that could save you thousands in development costs. The full article is available now on our website at itexas.com. Just look for telemedicine app development cost, what's revealed behind the price, in our blog section. Before you go check it out, here's one last thought. The telemedicine market is projected to reach $503.8 billion by 2032. That's massive growth potential. But success depends on making smart decisions right from the start. This article could be your first step toward making those smart decisions. Head over to itexas.com now to read the full breakdown. Trust me, you'll want to bookmark this one. Thanks for tuning in. This is Alex Kaminsky, and I'll catch you in the next episode of the iTexas podcast. Don't forget to subscribe for more insights into the world of software development.